Good evening, I'm John Baker, and here is the RTO Today News, Sports and Weather at 7 o'clock on Friday the 21st of November. The Court of Auditors has given its opinion on the latest budget draft and suggested that Luxembourg needs to rethink its tax policy and move away from revenues mainly made up of tobacco and alcohol consumption, and has advocated for something more like a sugar tax. It has also said it is concerned that the budget only finances 2% towards defence, and this rate should increase to at least 5% by 2035. At a press briefing this afternoon, Prime Minister Luc Frieden announced that the Minister of Labour has been instructed by the Government Council to contact the management of Amazon Luxembourg and urge them to adopt a plan for maintaining employment. Georges Michaud is said to have expressed the desire to avoid a social plan at the Luxembourg location of the US-American internet giant. Prosecutors have recommended life imprisonment for the defendant who is accused of killing his former partner in Diekirch 3 years ago. During the investigation, the defendant blamed his nephew, who had entered into a sham marriage with the victim, for the murder. However, during the trial, it emerged the defendant had stabbed the woman to death out of jealousy after she began a relationship with someone else, and then he and his nephew dismembered the victim's body in her basement before disposing of the body in various locations. In international news, a powerful 5.5 magnitude earthquake has today struck outside Bangladesh's crowded capital, Dhaka, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 300, authorities have announced. The tremor, which happened at 10:38 a.m. local time, sparked fear and chaos with many in the Muslim-majority nation of 170 million people at home on their day off. At least 14 buildings were damaged and fire broke out at a power station, but was later brought under control. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reacted to the 28-point plan of the United States, which was calling for an almost complete capitulation of the nation to Russia, by saying his choice was either 28 difficult points or the most difficult winter. He did not want to betray his country and also announced that he would propose alternatives to the US plan and work in peace with all partners. Sports now, and starting with local football, and the draw for the quarterfinals of the Coupe de Luxembourg took place earlier and has thrown up some interesting matchups, as defending champions and current leaders of the nation's championship Differdange face UNA Strassen, currently in second place. Other highlights include Bissen against Munaref, Racing against Kanek, and Mamer versus Roosport. And finally, in rugby, and England have been forced into a late change to their starting side to play Argentina at Twickenham on Sunday, with Max Ojemo replacing the injured Fraser Dingwall at inside centre. Dingwall, who started England's previous 3 autumn series international tests and scored a try in last week's 33-19 win over New Zealand, has failed to overcome a side injury sustained against the All Blacks. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. As we head into the evening proper, the temperature is dropping quickly and we are currently at 1 degree, although it feels far colder. The sky is clear though, and the temperature will drop further overnight, where we could reach a low of -3 to -5.